Whoa, man. Turn that music down. You're harshing my mellow. Hold on a second. Hey, good morning. It's Joe and McKenzie here on Radio Now, and the question is 833-563-2539. Well, I guess I should say that's the number. The question for you is, do crystals have healing power? I read this story on the Daily Mail, and I want to talk to you, and I want to talk to everybody on the show, too. Gwyneth Paltrow, Victoria Beckham, Kim Kardashian, just to name a few, have given a lot of appeal, I guess, from celebrities for crystals, and they share how they boosted their health, their happiness, and their success. And there's a woman named Heather. She's 52, and I guess she's a big pioneer in the modern crystal healing thing. I don't know if you call it a business or what. She's dedicated nearly 30 years to studying the power of Earth's minerals, learning from healers around the globe, and working with thousands of clients with the goal of demystifying the world of crystals. This is what she says. She says, crystals are a tool. They are something we can utilize like meditation to tap into ourselves and to get to know ourselves better. They help us take action in our lives. She says, I'm not saying to pray to a crystal. It's not a religion. Crystals are a form of energetic medicine that we can use to make our lives better. And this is what she says. There's something that, I guess, like frequency, and maybe Mackenzie, I think you know a little bit about crystals, but she says people often refer to the frequency of which a crystal can emit vibrations, which your body will try to match, supposedly shifting mental and spiritual blockages that you may be having. If you pair a personal goal with a corresponding crystal, it should amplify the energy of your intention, thus bringing on better health if you want to be healthier, success if you want to be successful, and so forth.
Right. So basically, it's kind of like it's just how you do your spiritual practice. I really am trying to get better at meditating, calming my mind. So there are healing properties with crystals. And so when you get a crystal or something, and they're specific to what you're trying to attract, what you're trying to manifest, you hold it in your, I put mine in my hand, you close your eyes, you take some breaths, and it's just kind of harnessing that energy. And it's just like a component to it. So like I have a rose quartz, which is like the love stone. Or if you want to do, they have like a money stone or the stone of opportunity. It's all kind of just getting that energy flowing. So if you felt like stuck in your life, and I'm not like, crystals, like I'm not a crazy crystal person at all, but I am very much into affirmations, having a vision board, because you're not going to hit your target if you have no idea what you want in your life. So you need to extreme focus on what you want and where you're going. This just helps you kind of get in the zone.
Does anybody else know more about crystals? Like, do you use them? Are you a crystal expert or healer? Do you think it's like all like kind of weird and makes no sense to you? Maybe you're a little skeptical. 833-563-2539. To me, it's the modern day pet rock.
Well, it wouldn't work for you, because if you don't believe in them or that they do anything, then it's the energy. Like if you kind of felt stuck in your life, it's stagnant, it gets things flowing again.
So like if I get, hold on.
Seriously.
So if I get a rock that's good for money, I'll start making some money?
Well, it's the intention. You have to like attract the money into your life. You have to open the flow. A lot of people accumulate wealth, and then when they have wealth, all they do is freak out about losing the wealth, and guess what happens? Then they lose the wealth. It's all like, it's all connected. So you have to have a mindset of abundance.
I feel like I have a food crystal, because there's plenty of that in my life. Chops, what do you think about this?
Well, my opinion has kind of changed in the last couple days, because my boyfriend believes in crystals, and we have one in my house now.
Which kind, you know?
I don't. It's
what color is it?
It's pink.
And oh, maybe it's a rose quartz for love.
It's kind of big, and it's like cut in the middle, so you could like see the inner crystals. And I just thought it was a decoration, so I was like, "Oh, that's a nice decoration." And he's like, "No, like it gives good energy in the room." And I was like, "Oh."
See, I'm all about vibes, because you can tell like when you walk into a room, you bring an energy with you. Or if someone, sometimes people, you know, you interact with someone, you're like, "Ugh," like I don't know what it is about them, but you can feel an energy about someone that you want in your life or you don't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Liv was going to say something. Poor chap. Poor chap was like, quiet.
Well, I think, and I've got to study this a lot. I study a lot of this. So basically, the way to get something into your life, you have gratitude for what you have now. And then with all this, the teachings I've studied, it's like you have to act as though you have it now. So like your present is not, your current situation is not, you have to go beyond that. So like you should act. How would you feel if you had all the money that you wanted? How would you feel if you had the love of your life? How would you feel if you had reached that success? You have to feel those feelings now, and then the rule of attraction is that it comes to you.
Courtney, you're on Joe and McKenzie. You kind of heard McKenzie, what she said. What do you think?
Really, all I think is actually is the spirituality of the person. If you project positive into your life, you're going to get positive. If you have a negative person, that's all you're going to get in return. I do believe in the whole entire vibing of people. There was actually a story of when I was meeting someone, and it was just not a good vibe for me. I even told all my friends, I was like, something's wrong with this person. I don't like him. And I could be friends with a tree.
right.
So with meeting him, I actually found out later on that he was actually like a child molester. And none of my other friends knew about it, but I was like, guys, all I had was a bad feeling about him. But there with the crystals, it's really all about belief. And if you really can actually tap into that energy of the crystal, not only that, it has to be a legit crystal.
So, Courtney, let me ask you this. If my boyfriend has one in the house and he believes in it and I don't believe in it, then what's going to happen? Is it going to work?
If he doesn't believe in it, then it's literally one of those things of seeing to believe. Like, he actually has to do it himself and see if he can actually try. Some people cannot even tap into their spirituality of themselves.
Yeah, it's incredible. So there's nothing more attractive to me. It's like someone's energy. Like, it's so, like, you know when there's just someone, maybe they're not even, like, the hottest on the planet.
Guilty.
But you're like, dude, oh my gosh, I just, that person, like, I'm so vibing with them. I'm so attracted to them. That is their energy.
How's my energy?
You have sometimes a nervous energy. Like, you come in and I can tell when you're like and then you chill out, and when you're more relaxed, you have a much smoother, nicer energy.
What's my energy?
You have a good, since you've been in love, your energy has totally shifted.
It's been disgusting.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Turn it down.
Your
whatever
energy
that energy is.
No, to the better, because he's like, he kind of radiates love.
I'm coming to your apartment today and I'm breaking that crystal. There's too much of it.
No,
it's
maybe
too,
we
it's
should.
It's too powerful.
Maybe we should bring it here.
I'm just very receptive to people.
Okay. Well, hey, if you guys want to get me a rock or a crystal for my birthday, I'd be interested.
Crystal meth?
All right, listen, buddy. I don't know
I
what you're
like
on today.
I was like out of left field.
But you need some help.
Do you like your teeth, Joe, or you don't need those? Or
I like my teeth. Why? Oh, yeah, the whole crystal meth. Wow, poor chap. That's the awkward moment of the day award. To be honest, I don't know what to do, so I'm just going to turn the song a little bit louder.